Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Test the Time News.
Episode 534.
On Now You Know. So Tesla has lowered the price of their PowerShare home backup bundle by over $500. The new price for the bundle is $1,990.
PowerShare allows the energy stored in the Cybertruck's battery to power a home during power outages.
So the bundle includes a universal wall connector and PowerShare gateway. Both products are required for PowerShare functionality unless your home already has a power wall.
You still need to hire your own electrician to install it.
And speaking of installers, you know, I thought we had been doing this EV stuff for a long time.
Yeah, 10 years now.
Well, our friends at Smart Charge America have been installing EV chargers even longer. So if you need the best to install your EV chargers, whether it's at your home or business, one charger or 100, you owe it to yourself to get a free quote from Smart Charge America today.
From their experienced engineers to their local licensed installers, don't you want your next electrical project done right the first time?
We did, and that's why we hired Smart Charge America to install our Tesla Cybertruck PowerShare system so that our Cybertruck can power our house.
Click our link below to go to Smart Charge America today, get your free quote, and save 15%.
And do it quick before Joe comes to his senses. So according to Sheffy Benhuda, the editor of Coverager, which is an insurance news site, Tesla Insurance will finally be adding a new state, Florida.
When was the last time Tesla Insurance added a new state?
Not since 2022, when Tesla added Utah and Maryland. They actually filed to be in Florida in 2022, but it's taken this long to get approved.
So what states does Tesla offer insurance coverage in?
These 12. Arizona, California, Colorado, Illinois, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, Ohio, Oregon, Texas, Utah, and Virginia. And Florida should be added in December from what we're hearing.
Currently, Tesla uses Safety Score Beta 2.2 to track hard braking, aggressive turning, unsafe following, excessive speeding, late night driving, forced autopilot engagements, and unbuckled driving to determine the rate that Tesla insurance should charge.
Now, interestingly here, Shai Wininger, the president of Lemonade, which is an online insurance company, posted this on Friday. If Elon is game, we'd be happy to explore insuring Tesla FSD miles for almost free. We're going to talk about this more on Patreon today. So the Boring Company posted initial full self-driving tests in Vegas Loop from the Las Vegas Convention Center to the Encore Resort. Thanks to Tesla and LVCVA and Wynn Las Vegas for being great partners.
The Boring Company published this video that you're watching. Obviously, there is a safety driver, but he didn't do anything during this drive.
And then Elon said the Tesla cars operating in the Boring Company tunnels under Las Vegas will be driverless in a month or two. So that's going to be really cool. I wonder if the drivers there are like, wait, we're out of a job.
I think you kind of knew that going in, don't you think?
I wonder how boring a job it was. I mean, that's a pretty short route to have to do over and over again.
That's true. Not a lot of scenery either.
No. All right, it's time for the Cybertruck Roundup.
Yeehaw! The Cybertruck Roundup.
And the Las Vegas Metro PD posted this. The future has arrived. Our LVMPD Cybertrucks are set to enter service soon. We've had them at our emergency vehicle operations course, and recently they've received their Metro Police decals. These vehicles are filled with cutting-edge technology and decked out to handle everyday emergencies. These Cybertrucks will help officers respond quickly when you need them most, protecting our community powered by innovation. And speaking of Las Vegas...
Nick Cruz-Patain said, this is the coolest police car you will ever see, upfitted by Upfit Tesla.
And then Cybertruck posted, does that technically make me RoboCop?
Your move, creep.
And of course, Elon said, cool.
Cool, huh?
Now, you may remember this post from Cybertruck in August. Cybertruck terrestrial armor package is here. Coated steel rock sliders and aluminum underbody battery shield provide greater protection from rocks and debris when off-roading on tough terrain.
And Wes Morrill posted, this is back in stock. We are trying to keep up with demand. I've seen a few folks getting good use out of theirs already. Also, we'll be added to the configurator soon so you can put underbody armor on your vehicle straight from the factory.
Oh, that's smart. And how would you rank this on the badass scale? This is the autonomous F-10 fixed-wing drone by Skydio, the U.S.'s leading drone manufacturer. It is being launched from the bed of a modified Cybertruck upgraded by Unplug Performance. The Cybertruck doubles as a mobile base station with all the equipment needed for field missions.
I mean, at least it's starting to feel like the future.
So we just reviewed a different kind of e-mobility product on our Now Let's Review channel. Something new for us, the iScooter X01 mobility scooter.
Not built for speed. This is similar to mobility scooters you've probably seen at supermarkets and malls.
But it's actually affordable. You'll have to watch our review video to see the price, but I think you'll be surprised like we were.
So many people could benefit from having one of these, and one of the best features is that you can bring it with you in the car. It's actually small and light enough that a couple of guys can put this in the back of an SUV or even a really big trunk.
It's easy to use, powerful, and overall, I was really impressed by the X01.
If you or someone you know could benefit from the iScooter, you definitely want to check it out on Now Let's Review.
All right, time for some SpaceX news. And Starlink posted Starlink-equipped buoys provided real-time video streaming in the Indian Ocean during Starship's 11th test flight. We're getting so used to seeing this now.
I know.
So cool, though. And again, that was the same exact spot in the Indian Ocean. The Air Force has cleared SpaceX for double the Falcon 9 launches at Vandenberg Space Force Base from 50 to 100 per year, including up to 5 Falcon Heavy launches.
The California Coastal Commission had tried to block the expansion because politics.
And Alexander Mertz, or Tesla Boomer Mama, said, this is so delicious. The California Coastal Commission must be fuming. Lol. And Sean Gisler said, since there are no natural predators for Cybertrucks, they seem to have exploded in population.
So, of course, this is down at Starbase in Texas.
Now, I tried to count, but with all the trucks going in front of the camera, it got really tough. I think I counted like 90 Cybertrucks, but I'm sure I missed a bunch.
If you have a more accurate count, please let us know in the comments.
But this is awesome. What a cool recruiting perk this is. Well, thanks for coming in and interview with us here at SpaceX. Let me just grab a Cybertruck and we'll tour the facility.
Can I start today?
All right, it's time for Patreon bonus stories.
And we have another winner on Patreon.
Congratulations to John Backstrom for winning the Tesla Model Y front cooler in our 6th giveaway. We had 223 entrants. I told Grok to ignore those who pleaded with Grok to pick them, and he did.
Join us today on Patreon, become a patron, and keep...
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Independent journalism alive.
You'll get all of our Patreon bonus stories, extra exclusive content just for our patrons.
Not to mention thousands of dollars worth of giveaways.
See you there. All right, we're back from our Patreon bonus stories. It's time for the shout outs. These are the people that keep the lights on. Who do we got today?
We've got Michael Kijas,
Amy L. Seltzer,
Glenn Hillier,
Lauren Bowes,
and Roy B. Dudley.
Thank you so much, guys, for keeping the lights on. All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Doge designer said the first Starship to Mars will be named Heart of Gold.
Elon said in honor of Douglas Adams.
And then Elon posted this picture from Flight 11. He said, not bad for no AI. That's real.
That's a real picture.
And this one's real too. Ship 38. That's amazing. Mm. That looks like the cover of a sci-fi novel, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Elon said, my estimate for the probability of Grok 5 achieving AGI is now at 10% and rising.
He went on to say, capable of doing anything a human with a computer can do, but not smarter than all humans and computers combined. That's probably 3 to 5 years away. Grok 5 will be better at AI engineering, called research by the pompous, than Andre Karpathy, for example.
J.D. Vance posted, this is really something. New England's six states vote about 40% Republican and have literally zero Republican representatives in Congress.
Elon says zero is a very low number.
Elon reposted this from Spangler saying, I grew up in Connecticut. I was born in 1990. I'm a Republican. I've never had any political representation in my entire life, nor has my entire family. It's messed up.
Then Elon posted this picture. He said that given the census counts all persons, not just all citizens, for purposes of determining the number of House seats and the disproportionate number of non-citizens in New England, there are technically a negative number of Republicans elected, as seats were taken from red parts of the country.
Elon talked about Grok here, saying Grok Imagine video generation has been upgraded yet again. Update your Grok app for the latest.
Welcome to XAI.
ZioStar said, make the videos longer, please. 6 seconds is a tease.
And Elon said, coming soon. Brett Winton posted, more than 40% of your parenting time has elapsed by the time your kid enters kindergarten. Once they get into middle school, it's 2/3 gone.
And Elon said, wow.
Yanta Sai, who works at XAI, said, enjoying every moment with your kid.
And Elon said, 100. Not true in your case. Pretty lumpy graph, but yeah, once you hit 26 or
you
something,
you never see him again.
It goes way up. Who knew?
Apostructura says Starship HLS is going to have 135 times the living volume of the Apollo LEM. Sci-fi shows from 10 years ago imagined future landers would be about 10 times larger than the LEM, but we're skipping over an entire generation and going straight to giant multipurpose ships.
Elon said Starship is a planet colonizer class rocket. The magnitude of that task makes every other space transport task trivial.
And Elon went on to say the Starship 4 crewed variant will have over 1,000 cubic meters of pressurized volume, so 10% more than the space station.
And then he said Starship was made using zero AI. Future digital superintelligences would have to admit that's pretty good for a bunch of monkeys.
Space Intelligence says, remember when SpaceX planned to build Starship with carbon fiber? And then this post from 2016.
Elon said we would be far behind if we had stayed on that path.
It's so great that he can pivot when he needs to.
Mm-hmm.
Elon said it's taken 13.8 billion years to get this far, so intelligence seems to be more like a super rare accident than selective pressure. Earth is about 4.5 billion years old with an expanding sun that may make Earth inhabitable in about 500 million years, meaning that if intelligent life had taken 10% longer to evolve, it wouldn't exist at all.
He's talking about us.
You know,
we're the intelligent life.
Whoa.
Believe it or not,
that's us.
Christian Keel posted, that's a lot of watts. And he's talking about the version 3 of Starlink with the bigger solar panels.
And Elon says, this is the path to Kardashev Type 2 civilization that harnesses most of the power of the sun, which is more than a billion times more energy than everything else on Earth combined. Which is crazy because we haven't even gotten to Kardashev Scale 1, which would be to harness all of the energy that you could from planet that you live on.
Exactly. Elon says logical consistency is essential to the sanity of AI. And then Dina says the biggest question is, why do they hate Elon? When I ask my liberal brainwashed friends, they cannot give me a rational explanation. They only parrot what they've been told to believe.
Elon said the media told them to and they obey without thinking. It's really funny. Yeah. It's
scary.
Scary, but like just laughably dumb.
All right, it's time for the EV tip of the week. What do we have?
Quinn wrote in. He said, here's a little tip for car camping in a Model 3 and possibly in a Model Y. I have the first generation, a 2019 Model 3. We know that the seats don't quite fold flat, but if you unlatch the bottom cushion of the back seat and unplug the electrical for the seat heaters, which is pretty easy to do, move the bottom seat cushion forward onto the floor, but put it slightly under the folded down back rest, it makes it perfectly flat. If you take the bottom cushion completely out or don't put it slightly underneath the backrest, it will flex down a little too much, lowering your heads below your feet. I haven't tried it, but I'm pretty sure you could do the same thing with the Model Y.
Interesting. All right. Well, then you guys have to go try it if you're up for unplugging things, and let us know down in the comments if it works. Thank you, Quinn.
What's really interesting is that the very, very first Model 3s had far less cushier back seats, and that actually did let them fold flat. Mm. When they put in the cushier rear seats, it is what causes that to not go completely flat.
Interesting.
Neat little tip here, though.
Don't forget to send in your tips to hello@nowyouknowchannel.com because we love to feature them.
And don't forget to send in your video contributor stories because we've run out of them and no one's been sending in anymore.
Oh, gosh. All right.
So if you send one in, you're going to get it like the next week.
All right. It's time for new superchargers in the world. What do we got?
We have number 38 in Denmark is the 20-stall version 4 in Herning, Denmark.
The 3-stall version 4 in Taizhou, China.
The 2-stall in Kuchi, China.
The 3-stall in Foshan, China.
The 6-stall in Hangzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Linyi, China.
The 3-stall in Yancheng, China.
The 9-stall in Shenzhen, China.
Number 237 in France is the 8-stall in Valence, France.
Number 35 in Utah, the 20-stall version 4 in West Valley City, Utah.
Number 58 in Colorado is the 12-stall version 4 in Greenwood Village.
The 3-stall in Ruzhou, China.
The 3-stall in Ningbo, China.
The 3-stall in Zhuzhou, China.
The 2-stall in Karami, China.
The 4-stall in Jinhua, China.
The 3-stall in Taiwan, China.
The 6-stall in Nanjing, China.
Number 16 in Malaysia. The 4-stall in Kuala Lumpur.
Number 7 in Hawaii. The 8-stall version 4 in Honolulu.
Number 80 in Washington. The 12 stalls in Auburn, Washington.
Number 36 in South Carolina. The 8-stall version 4 in Richburg, South Carolina.
And number 87 in North Carolina. The 16-stall version 4 in Statesville.
Number 264 in Canada. The 16-stall in Vancouver.
Number 2828 in the United States is the 40 stall with solar canopy in Baker at Mojave Point Road, California.
Wait a minute, isn't there a 96 stall in Baker?
This is the second location.
Oh, so this is the new one on the north.
Wait, so that's 136 between them. Yeah. Wow.
The 3-stall in Dalian, China.
And number 2,421 in China. Number 7,811 in the world is the 4-stall at Hulunbuir, China.
Wow, that's a lot. Thank you so much for joining us today, everybody.
We'll see you again on Tuesday. Now you know.